ચંદ્રાય રાધિકાય સદાય કૃષ્ણાય કૃષ્ણભક્તાય સદભક્તાય નમો ભક્ત્યા વિધિનાપરાધલક્ષ્યૈ વિશ્વાસ્ય કામાદિતરંગમધ્યૈ કામૈ ત્વાં શરણં પ્રપન્ના હૃદેમસ્તી ભજામિ રાધામરવિંદનેત્રાં સ્મરામિ રાધા મધુરસ્મિતાસ્યાં વદામિ રાધા કરુણાભરાસ્યાં તથો મમ નાસ્તિ ગતિર્નાપી.
મેં હિન્દી મેં બોલો, હિન્દી મેં સમથિંગ મિલો.
એની
વન ટ્રાન્સલેટર, નો ટ્રાન્સલેટર. I wanted to speak in English or Kannada, but I'm seeing no translator, so I'm trying to speak in very poor English language, poor and poor English. You should try to catch my mood, not English literature. Today it is very possible, it's the first day. And happy day that we have all assembled here. Today is Vishwarupa Khos Day. Vishwarupa Mahot Festival. Festival of Vishwarupa. Who are Vishwarupa? I will tell one very simple something. I will tell only some few words. Because you know everything more than me, the life history of Swamiji, how he preached everywhere in very short time. Sakat the speciality of Swamiji, you know more than this. So I am telling something. Today is Vishwarupa Mahotsav. Who is Vishwarupa? Elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to in class of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya. Who was Advaita? Advaita means one with Krishna. And Acharya means he was Acharya of Bhakti cult. So he was Advaita Acharya. He was a fast learned person. Anyone who went to his school, his class, it was surely that he will be converted into very big Vaishnava. Vishwarupa Prabhu is Baladev Prabhu. But not fully. Baladev Prabhu, Vishwarupa Prabhu, was the son of Vasudev coming in the room of home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Vasudev Prabhu being in the home of Rohini. Some difference. In the home of Devaki, Devi was always in Mathura, and Rohini living in Mahabal with Yashoda. So the home in Rohini was in full, and home in Devaki was far. As Krishna's part in Devaki and full in full Satchidananda Tattva in Rajendrananda in Yashoda. So Vishwarupa was part of Baldev, being the womb of Devaki, and he came in the shape of Vishwarupa. He took sannyas today. Being in the school of Advaita Acharya, he knew that this world is not always.
It is not eternal.
Not eternal. And full of misery. Anyone can be happy with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishnadas. So hearing all these things, Vishwarupa determined that he should be, he should take sannyas and serve Krishna. He left the home when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 years. Father was not alive at that time, only mother was there, and it was very hard to manage his life, earning and everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Vishwarupa went anywhere and took sannyas and went to South India, then Vishwarupa's mother became so unhappy. Father went away. And he ordered Nimai that you serve mother always and give me pin that Gaya. He tried to follow, went to Gaya, give pin, but pin, to give pin was not a main thing. To have a connection with Vaishnava was mentioned. He met there Kesaturipa and he took Diksha, initiation. Initiation, as we think that it is a fact of only one day when Guru will call us and we will go and hear the chant mantras and we are now. Dikshitas are our work of taking initiation is over. In only 1 hour or half an hour or in 10 minutes. By fire and giving separate faith or but it is not true. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev, and this was beginning thing. Then he came home and tried to follow this Guru. So next stage, he went to Kantak Nagari and took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. But initiation was not stopped, not finished. Work was going on. After taking gender and cloth and leaving everything in world, all prakash, all kinds of desires, worldly desires, and also desire for Vaikuntha, also desire for Ajodhya, desire for Dwarka and Dwarka and Mathura, also desire for all things which are in Vrindavan also. Desire of serving Krishna, Dasharat, also living the desire to serve Krishna as a Sakha, also the desire to love Krishna and to serve Krishna as a father and mother, Vatsalaras, everything to bear, to give up. Otherwise, Braj Prem, Gopi Prem, Milat hai, and Chaitanya Prabhu has come only to give this. So, his taking sannyas or taking initiation was not completed. Then he from Puri went to South India, and on the bank of Godavari he met
Rai Ramanand.
Rai Ramanand was now, he was only Vishakha Sakhi, and in his association he got about that thing, how to realize it. He knew everything at first, because he was Krishna. Krishna is ocean of love, ocean of praise. But he has no realization of Gopi Prem. What Prem in Gopi, or especially in Srimati Radhika, how she loves, what is his pranay, what is his mahabhav, that she loves me more than me, what I love to Radhika. So he went in South India and met Rai Ramananda, and as a Lalit Vishakha Sakhi, he completed his course of initiation. So you should not know that Diksha or initiation of one day. At first day, we have some given name in the register. Only beginning, no reading, nothing, no class at all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to Godavari bank, he had to go to many stages. So we'll have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows this Vishwarup Mahotsav. He told his associate that I am going to see where Vishwarup is to discover.
Going to search for this.
To search for Vishwarup. But the actual thing was not this. There are so many reasons to go there. Even the thought general people that I am going to search Vishwarup. But she was going to instruct of Gopi Prem what she has to give. And it will be only found in Rai Ramananda. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu It is not told Gita. It was not told Bhagavata at that time to general person. Who were like generally person. Yes. Those who live in general, like animals together. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stands and tells them that I am reading Gita, you should take lessons, take my cloth, will they wear qualified to take Gita? Not. She chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahima, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. And all were attracted to Chaitanya. After this, Srila Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all Goswami translated Gita and did all these things. Jiva Goswami made or this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows. He only chanted Krishna everywhere. He has not wrote any book, anything. But afterwards, our Acharya needed it and thought that it is very neat to write books. What is name? What is Krishna Prem? How is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why he came? And what he gave? So, all these things were completed by Sanatana Sarup Damodar, Larup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, after that Vishwanatha Varti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and at last, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And now, S.T. Bhaktivedanta Swami has translated so many authentic books, Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, Upanishad, and so many books. Now, there are so many books that are printed. So, you should also try to do the works that he wanted to do, to preach where he could not preach. Now you are preaching, and I think that you are adding so much preaching. But try to reform something. Time, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told anywhere in his writing, Jivan Charitra,
autobiography,
that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after Goswami, some evil has been entered in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So we'll have to reform all these things. And then pure Ganges should go, Bhakti Ganga should go. And he tried, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has also tried. Prabhupada has given speech, and that speech, he saw that so many branches have come out, leaves have come out, unripened fruits that have also come out. But now, we have to see that unripened fruits are ready to rise. So you have to control so that these ripened fruits should not be this wise. No, koi toka na lag jaye. no bad germ should enter in this thing. They manage, they connect, they should not infect them. You should try to keep it so pure as he was at that time and try to preach everywhere all these things. Krishna, Krishna Prem. What is Prem? Prem. Prem is called that anything against me comes to break Prem. Prem will not break.
What is
understanding? Any opposite thing will come to destroy Prem.
Even if there is a cause, a good cause to destroy Prem, will not be destroyed.
Even if a good cause to make it hamper, it will go off. This is the symptom of Prem. If Prem is in our heart, a very little drop, then our Prem will gradually go up. But we sometimes we see that Prem goes away. So it is not pure Prem. We should love each other, our God's brother, senior Vaishnava, junior Vaishnava, and try to be in one way to preach and to adopt his all order and his siddhanta. So, when he was no burden upon you, but now he is in aprakat lila and he is watching you and seeing you, whether you are completing purely and with individualistic, all these things are not. So, the burden is now no burden man uttardaitya. Uttardaitya kya? Uttardaitya?
Responsibility
is no. So, we have to do more and more. Never thought this. One thing also, that any worldly thing, name and fame, or any wealth or anything should not remove us so far away.
What is it? We should not allow any of money, wealth, fame to take us away from pure service.
To be in our train, in our this sadhan bhajan, we should always be one by one. No swarth, selfishness should enter in our this thing. If any selfishness or any thing will come, worldly thing, they will keep us more far and far. So we should try to preach over whole world all the message of our Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatan and our Gurudev. This will be the best service of us. Now time is over. Mahaprasad is offered to Didi and we will do some kirtan and then prasad. Gaur Pranamande.